Welcome to a super syncopating session on the Shellac Stack.
Why, it's a ragtime
melody. Sounds like a ragtime melody. Just hear that beautiful tune, dear.
Opera music, maybe grand.
I know you'd rather hear a ragtime band.
Oh, hear them play.
How they can play
that melody.
The melody.
Everybody loves rag.
They love that rag.
That grand old rag.
They love that rag.
Everybody is swaying. Playing.
What do they play?
Rag melodies, oh goodness Lord.
Just hear that train.
That's a barbershop call.
That's some refrain.
Everybody loves ragtime fellow. When a ragtime fellow plays a ragtime melody. Now a rich man, a poor man, a beggar man, a thief.
Why, yes, a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief.
All of a rag.
They love that ragtime melody. That tune, it pleases them all, dear.
Makes no difference where you go.
If you're in Portland, Maine, or Mexico.
You'll hear a rag.
Always a
ragtime melody.
With harmony.
Everybody loves rag.
They love that rag.
That grand old rag.
They love that rag.
Everybody is swaying. Playing.
What do you play?
Rag melodies, oh goodness Lord.
Just hear that train.
That's a barbershop call.
That's a refrain.
Everybody loves ragtime mellow. When a ragtime fellow plays a ragtime melody. Say, Mandy, can you tell me the definition of a bughouse tango?
No, Henry. I must say that I can't. What am it?
Well, it's a bunch of crazy dips.
Do everybody love rag, Henry?
Everybody loves rag.
Yeah.
Everybody loves rag.
They love that rag.
That grand old rag.
They love that rag.
Everybody is playing, playing.
What do you play?
Rag melodies. Oh, goodness Lord.
Just hear that strain.
That's a barbershop call.
That's some refrain.
Everybody loves ragtime mellow. When a ragtime fellow plays a ragtime melody.
Recorded just over 101 years ago, on March 16, 1914. That's Collins and Harlan, Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan, recorded on a Victor record, Everybody Loves Rag, they certainly do, composed by Dick Howard and Al Harriman. Well, we do around here anyway. Welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. This is my little program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And today's going to be a little bit of an unusual program. First of all, I've got a few more records stacked up than usual, so I'll try to keep talking to a minimum. But it's also the rare themed program. I don't ordinarily do themed programs. I enjoy such a variety of records. I have more fun just kind of pulling things out almost at random and sampling just the really wonderfully rich variety of 78s that were made. Today, however, as we are now entering what I and a number of my musically inclined friends refer to as ragtime season, I thought we would listen to a number of ragtime records. Don't worry, we've got a whole bunch of different kinds of ragtime records for you, so I think we'll still fill our variety quota, but these all have something to do with ragtime today, and I hope you'll stick around, give them a chance, have a listen, and hopefully find something that you enjoy. As I said, it is ragtime season. This is that time of year from kind of late May into early and mid-June when traditionally there have been a number of ragtime festivals, close both in time and space, as it were, usually beginning with the World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest over Memorial Day weekend in Peoria, Illinois, and that's often followed very shortly by the Scott Joplin International Ragtime Festival down in Sedalia, Missouri, which is usually the first week of June. And, usually after that, there has been the Blind Boone Ragtime Festival just over an hour away in Columbia, Missouri. And then I've often been involved with the Central Pennsylvania Ragtime Festival, which comes up just about a week and a half after that. So for me, it's usually four ragtime events back to back. And in case you're a little lost on all of this, I play a bit of ragtime piano myself, so I enjoy going and having a chance to play at these things. This year, change is in the wind. They have announced that this is to be the last year of the World Championship Old-Time Piano Playing Contest in Peoria. After 41 years, the organizers of that festival are finding it difficult to continue, both in terms of finding new leadership to take over what they started more than 40 years ago, but also faced with the reality of declining audiences and a real struggle to try to attract new people to come and watch this thing. And they never want for talent. They always have a magnificent slate of pianists who come in to entertain at this event, but attracting people to drive into Peoria on Memorial Day weekend is often a bit of a challenge. So unfortunately, this year they have announced it will be the last one. I won't be able to go this year, which makes it doubly sad for me, but I certainly hope that my friends who do get a chance to go have a wonderful time. It's quite a remarkable event. It may be short notice, but if you're in the area and can make it over to that, I highly, highly recommend it. And they have a website at www.oldtimepiano.com where you can find out more if you find yourself in the vicinity of Peoria, Illinois this coming weekend. But after that, I will be heading to Sedalia, Missouri for the Scott Joplin Festival. And this year, there will be no Blind Boone Festival afterwards in Columbia, Missouri. So, and then the Central Pennsylvania Ragtime Festival has been moved to September this year. So really, it's a rather truncated ragtime season, but nevertheless, it is what I still think of as the ragtime time of year. So, with that in mind, we'll listen to some ragtime records, and because I have more stacked up than usual, I'll try to keep my commentary to a minimum so we can fit them all in. We're going to start with two composed by Scott Joplin, the king of ragtime writers, and both of these may be premier recordings. I'm not going to state on the record that they are, because somebody will probably come along and alert me to earlier recordings than these, but as far as I know, these are the first recordings, or at least the earliest that I have encountered on commercial discs. First, we'll hear Wally Rose, recorded for the Good Time Jazz label in June of 1950 in Los Angeles. We'll hear The Easy Winners. And after that, we'll hear what became widely known erroneously as The Sting in the wake of the success of that film. It's Scott Joplin's The Entertainer, which before The Sting, The Entertainer was really a very minor piece in the Scott Joplin canon. His Maple Leaf Rag was considered his big hit, but nobody, it seems, really knew The Entertainer. This is an exception. Mutt Carey and his New Yorkers on a Century 78 from November of 1947, and their rather jazzy and very interesting version of The Entertainer, featuring just some wonderful, tasty piano from Cliff Jackson, that stride piano master. Listen for him towards the end of the record. But first, here's Wally Rose getting us started with The Easy Winners. Thank you. About that. Yes. Mud Carey and his New Yorkers recorded in November 1947 in New York City, The Entertainer. Before that, Wally Rose and his 1950 rendition of Scott Joplin's The Easy Winners. Well, up next, I've got a record especially for my friends Yurika and Bob, both of them excellent, excellent multi-talented percussionists. And we're going to hear George Hamilton Green, that virtuoso of the xylophone and also a prolific composer of music for that instrument. This is his own composition, The Ragtime Robin. Seems there are quite a number of rags written in honor of various birds. I can think of the ragtime nightingale, the ragtime oriole, the ragtime bobolink. Even more recently, the ragtime hermit thrush, but we'll hear the ragtime robin. After that, it's Prince's Band, under a pseudonym, actually under no name at all. It just says Band on the label. A standard disc record from 1909 will hear The Porcupine Rag by Charles L. Johnson, one of my real favorites by that composer. But first, George Hamilton Green's The Ragtime Robin, recorded by the composer for the Pathé Actuel label, number 21168, in September of 1925, with Frank Banta at the piano.
Thank you.
Watch out, there's a tune that'll get stuck in your head, believe me. The Porcupine Rag by Charles L. Johnson, recorded there in 1909 by Prince's Orchestra, issued on Standard Disc Record A901. Before that, George Hamilton Green, composer and xylophonist of The Ragtime Robin, with Frank Banta at the piano from 1925, a Pathé Actuel record. Well, most of the records in today's stack are instrumentals. A lot of ragtime was sung, however, and we'll hear a vocal turn at a ragtime piece next. The Eaton Boys, and they're going to sing When Uncle Joe Plays a Rag on His Old Banjo, recorded for the Victor label in 1941. And the composer credit on this is kind of fun. It's D.A. Esram and Theodore Morse. Well, if you take that first name, Esram, and run it backwards, you get Morse, M-O-R-S-E. And D.A. Esram was a pseudonym for Theodora Morse, who was married to Theodore Morse. So a husband and wife team here. Ordinarily, they were credited as Terrace and Morse, but here they are more or less under their own names. Anyway, we'll hear the Eaton Boys now and When Uncle Joe Plays a Rag on His Old Banjo.
Down in Dixie lives old Uncle Joe. Down in Dixie, that's the place to go, where you sure will hear some music grand, sweetest melodies in all the land. Every night beneath the southern moon, Uncle Joe would play a raggy tune. Things begin to hum when he starts to strum a rag upon his old banjo.
When Uncle Joe plays a rag on his old banjo,
everybody starts a swaying to and fro. Mammy waddles all around the cabin floor, yelling, Uncle Joe, gimme more, gimme more. Folks come a-running when they hear that sound, singing and a-dancing till they shake the ground.
When Uncle Joe
plays a rag
on his old banjo,
every night outside the cabin door, you'll see things you never saw before. Shuffling wing steps and Virginia reels, old ones, young ones kicking up their heels. Uncle Joe keeps playing all the while raggy tunes and in the latest style. Grow on Uncle Joe, keep on Uncle Joe, a plunking on your old banjo.
When Uncle Joe
plays a rag on his old banjo, everybody starts a swaying to and fro. Mammy waddles all around the cabin floor, yelling, Uncle Joe, gimme more, gimme more. Folks come a-running when they hear that sound, singing and a-dancing till they shake the ground.
When Uncle Joe
clangety-plank
plays a rag
clangety-plank
on his old banjo.
When Uncle
Joe plays a rag on his old banjo, everybody starts a swaying to and fro. Mammy waddles all around the cabin floor,
yelling, Uncle Joe, gimme more, gimme more.
Folks come a-running when they hear that sound, singing and a-dancing till they shake the ground. When Uncle Joe plays a rag on his old banjo, when Uncle Joe, he plays a rag,
he plays a rag
on his old banjo.
Thank you.
Well, to follow the Eaton Boys, and when Uncle Joe plays a rag on his old banjo, I had hoped to find a record of a banjo solo by somebody named Joe, but I wasn't able to turn up anything. So instead, we listened to Wes L. Ostman play The Florida Rag by George Lowry. And Wes L. Ostman, you're probably familiar with him, one of the first real superstars of the young recording industry. He was born in Hudson, New York in 1868, made his first recordings in 1893, and rapidly became one of the most successful recording artists, both for the virtuosity of his technique and also for just the fact that his banjo recorded so well in that primitive acoustic process. And because of his fame, he traveled widely around to England and parts of Europe to perform in the early 20th century and kept recording until not too long before his death in the early 1920s. Wes L. Ostman and the Florida Rag. And the Florida Rag now sets us up for a couple of rags named after places. And so we'll hear next Pali Kula and Dave Kaili, Hawaiian guitars, playing Egbert Van Alstyne's Honolulu Rag, recorded for Columbia Records in August of 1915, Columbia A1861. After that, we'll hear Guido Dero, that magnificent accordion virtuoso, and a recording made in 1913 of Julius Lenzberg's Hungarian Rag. So a couple more rags about places, beginning with Pali Kula and Dave Kaili. Here we go.
Thank you.
Here's a little bonus record for you. While we were on the topic of rags about places, I thought, why not add to the list and hear the Tokyo Rag? That was Ted Hawkins and Riley Puckett, recorded for Bluebird Records in San Antonio, Texas, March 29th, 1934. My copy of that I found, of all places, in Tokyo, at a place called Fujiya Records a couple of years ago. It was issued in Japan on the Victor Jr. label, which was essentially their version of Bluebird Records. JR-68 is the record number on that, the Tokyo Rag. I like that a lot. Before that, Guido Dero, The Hungarian Rag by Julius Lindsberg, recorded 1913 for Columbia, and we started the set with Palikula and Dave Kaili, Columbia A1861, Egbert Van Alstyne, the composer of the Honolulu Rag from 1915. Well, what would a ragtime-themed program be without at least one rendition of the Tiger Rag? And as long as we're going to hear one, we may as well hear two. First, we'll hear the 6 7/8 Band. This was recorded for the Circle documentary label in New Orleans, March 20th, 1949. A really interesting string band arrangement of the Tiger Rag. And we'll follow that up with one made by Ted Lewis and his band in Chicago, January of 1923, taken at something of a relaxed tempo, but I think it works very, very well. I think you'll really like it. So two versions now of the Tiger Rag, starting with the 6 7/8 Band.
Thank you.
I just love the tuba smears towards the end of that record, a part normally played by the trombone to indicate the roaring of the tiger. Ted Lewis and his band from 1923, The Tiger Rag. Before that, the same tune played by the 6 and 7/8 band recorded in New Orleans in 1949. Well, in a program centered around ragtime, it may seem somewhat odd that we've really only heard one piano record so far. I mean, piano is the instrument most often associated with ragtime, and it's not that I'm intentionally leaving pianists out of the fun, it's just that prior to about World War II, let's say, prior to the early 1940s, there were very, very few records made of piano ragtime. Back in the acoustic era, at the time of the ragtime era, pianos just did not record very well on 78s, and it was thought much preferable to just issue piano rolls, where people could listen to these rolls on their player pianos and experience something pretty close to what it would sound like to have a live pianist in the room. And by comparison, the sound of recorded pianos was just so muddy and thin that it almost seemed not worth the effort. There were a few records made, but not very many. By the 1940s and 50s and sort of a budding ragtime revival, there came to be a few more piano ragtime records made by people like Ralph Sutton and Wally Rose and Johnny Whitwer and a handful of others. And these next two that we'll take a listen to. First, it's Brun Campbell, a fellow who had been around back in the 1890s and early 1900s, billed himself as the Ragtime Kid and also as Scott Joplin's only white pupil. Indeed, Brun Campbell had been in the Missouri area around the turn of the century, where he did get to know, at least a little bit, Scott Joplin. And Brun Campbell widely claimed that he was the first white person to play Maple Leaf Rag before it had even been published, that Scott Joplin had taught this to him directly. I'm not too sure about that, but it does make for an interesting story. And in the 1940s, after a career as a barber, Brun Campbell re-entered the music world and traded on his fame as an early practitioner of the ragtime style. And he even founded his own little independent record company and released a handful of 78s of himself at the piano, and we'll hear one of those now. This is a very short little thing. It's called Salome's Slow Drag. Brun Campbell recorded this in Los Angeles in about 1947 and issued it on his own Brun label. No record number. The label is very plain. It's just white with kind of a rubber stamp title on it. Salome Slow Drag. After that, we'll hear Jelly Roll Morton at the piano in 1939 and his version of Scott Joplin's famous Original Rags, the very first ragtime piece that Scott Joplin published, if we're not counting his earlier waltzes and marches and songs and things. So two at the piano now, beginning with Brun Campbell. Thank you. Jelly Roll Morton and Scott Joplin's original Rags, recorded for the General label, General 4001, in 1939. Before that, Brun Campbell and his own Salome's Slow Drag. Well, what would a tribute to the ragtime era be without a version of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag? Here's one that you may not have heard before, Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band, recorded for the Crescent label in Los Angeles in November of 1945. Here it is. Crescent record number 8, Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band from 1945, recorded in, not the Crescent City, in Los Angeles, California, Maple Leaf Rag. And that brings us towards the end of today's stack of 78s here on the Shellac Stack. I welcome your feedback. If you'd like to send me an email, address it to shellacstack@gmail.com or visit me on my website, www.briansright.com, and you can send me a message through the handy contact form right there on the webpage. Also, if you wouldn't mind, I'd encourage you to tell your friends about the Shellac Stack if you enjoy the music here, and I hope we'll see you next time for more music on the Shellac Stack. I should comment here quickly that because we are entering ragtime season and I plan to be traveling around a fair bit these next couple of weeks, I probably will not be posting a show 2 weeks from today, so don't panic, don't worry. You probably won't hear from me again until at least mid-June. So we're going to take a little hiatus here on the Shellac Stack, do a little bit of traveling, play some ragtime music. Maybe I'll see some of you on the ragtime trail, and then we'll see you back here for more 78s in mid-June. I'll leave you now with a record by the American Quartet from 1910, Victor 16787, which sums up my feelings exactly. It's called Stop That Rag. keep on playing, honey. So here we go. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next time.
Tell me that I'm listening to rags. I've been suspecting so all night. Tunes I've heard before was only music, what ain't. Melody like this is what an artist contains. Go get me some ammonia, cause I fear I'm a spain. I'm suffocating with delight. Stop that rag. Keep on playing, honey. Stop that rag. Get me praying, honey, run away. I feel that I must be alone. See that rain. Please repeat it, honey, once again. And I'll need it, honey. Oh, I'm sad. No, I'm sad. Stop that rag, I'm saying. I mean, keep on playing. Don't you dare to stop that rag. Call in some physician, cause I feel that I'm ill. Somehow or another, hon, my feet won't keep still. Please request that leader man to keep playing till I cry enough, enough, some more. Hon, I'll never forgive you just for bringing me here. Take me miles and miles away from here, anywhere. Raise a hand and move me, Mr. Man, if you dare. I'm satisfied to die right now. Stop that rag. Keep on playing, honey. Stop that rag. Hear me praying, honey. Run away. I feel that I must be alone. But don't you dare to leave me till the cows come home. Keep that rag. Keep repeating, honey, once again. And I need. Honey, oh, I'm glad, no, I'm glad. Stop that rag, I'm playing.